Did you have time off to study for those, or did you?
Not really.
No.
I think we got 2 study days or something. It wasn't a lot. Mm. And you see, when you're working 5 days a week, you have a study day one day, and then you're going to study for exams as well. I think we did get we might have got a couple of 3 days, but I know it wasn't that terribly much.
Mm.
And then the exams were, the education section of the hospital was right above a busy intersection. And it was a hard place to sit exams because the noise was, if you let your attention wander for a moment, there was buses and there was trams and there was, you know.
Right.
It wasn't easy. Yeah. But quite a relief to get it over.
Mm. Do you think that you were generally quite well prepared for those exams over the whole period?
I think we were well prepared almost in spite of the things that were happening around us. I think it was, when you look back now, so I think that was a major achievement to be doing exams that your whole future life was going to be based on. You could go back and try once again, but you had to stay at the hospital and repeat your senior years, and 6 months later you tried again. And as I said, one of our number did that. But
how did people look at that? Was that seen as bad luck or a terrible thing? Or
yes, it was.
Major?
Yes, it was a real major, that you'd actually done all that 3 years' work and then not to be able to pass the exam at the end was really, you know, it was regarded as bad luck, probably, you know, that you'd struck something in the papers that, you know, because you wouldn't have got there if you weren't a reasonable nurse.